Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
A matchup tonight between the Fort Recovery Lady Indians and the Parkway Lady Panthers. And let's get these Lady Indians back on the winning track. Fort Recovery has lost four matches in a row, three matches in the St. Henry Invitational on Saturday, losing to Rushi, Buckeye Central, and to St. Henry. And then they lost to Salina on Tuesday night, three sets to none. Of course, Salina's 9-0 on the year, so they have a nice team. But Fort Recovery on a skid right now, trying to get back on the winning track. We'll be back with the start of the match coming up in a moment, right after we pause for this.
Little Susie bought on a brown bag for show and tell. Her teacher asked, what was in it?
A turkey.
Let's see it. So Susie opened up the bag and pulled out a turkey sandwich.
This turkey sandwich is high in protein and it helps keep me focused.
There you go, folks. Eat turkey every day to stay in focus and enjoy. It is delicious.
Get your Cooper Farms smoked turkey deli meat at the Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
In the junior varsity matchup tonight, Fort Recovery came away with a victory as the Lady Indians won 27-25 and 25-17. So I believe Fort Recovery's junior varsity is still undefeated on the year. Again, winning over Parkway tonight, 27-25, 25-17. There are five teams in the MAC conference that have 1-0 records right now. And Fort Recovery is one of those five as far as 1-0 records in the conference. Of course, they are 4-4 on the year. New Bremen is 6-0 on the year from what I see. And they're 1-0 in the conference as well. Get a chance here. We'll run down all the conference standings for you. Eric Catterley's our studio producer at the radio station back in Portland. And Neil Spencer is the studio producer for FortRecoveryRadio.com, as we're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com for this evening as well. And here's the first serve by Fort Recovery, and it is a good serve. Here's the set back to Fort Recovery to Wendell. Here's a smash by Fort Recovery's Mara Pearson, and she gets the kill. Give the assist there to Faith Wendell. Serving for Fort Recovery is Grace Guggenbiller. So she picks up a service point. 1-0. We're in the lead here. And there's an ace serve by Grace Guggenbiller. That makes the score now 2-0. Next serve by Guggenbiller. Good serve. Dug out by the back line. Here's the set and the smash. And there's a kill for Parkway. As Gabby Stober comes up with the kill for the Parkway Lady Panthers. Side out Parkway. And going back to serve now is Paige Stevenson. Good serve by Stevenson. Here's the dig by Kanapke. Wendell will set for Kanapke. Kanapke a deep hit. And Parkway hits it to the net, and there's Mara Pearson waiting on it, and she taps it down for another kill. Mara Pearson with two kills early here, and it's now 3-1. Faith Wendell just came out of the matchup. There's a serve now by Fort Recovery. I believe that's Kennedy Mollenkamp serving, who just came in to serve. Good serve. Back over to Parkway. They bump it up. Here's the free ball back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set by Mollenkamp to Whitley Rammel, and Rammel gets a kill. Fort Recovery playing pretty well tonight so far. Give Kennedy Mollenkamp the assist. Here's the next serve. Dug out back to Fort Recovery, and there's a kill for the Lady Panthers. So 4-2, Parkway gets the serve back. Good serve dug out by Audrey Konapke. Here's Whitley Ram on a smash, a block by Parkway. And they get the point. Looks like that was Allison Hughes, maybe, that had the block. The daughter of Doug Hughes and Lynn Ben Hughes. 4-3. Fort Recovery still with the lead. Whitley Rammel gets it back to Parkway. Here's the set and the dink over. Played by Konapke back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set for Whitley Rammel, and she gets the kill. And that was Kennedy Mollenkamp getting the assist on that one. So Fort Recovery leads 5-3. Side out Lady Indians, and here is Audrey Konapke serving now. Aubrey's serve is good. Here's the smash back, and it's out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. So give Aubrey Konapke a service point. She'll serve again. 6-3, Lady Indians leading here. Good serve dug out by Parkway. Back over to Fort Recovery. And they're going to call double hit on Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy's only a freshman, getting a lot of varsity time here in the past week with the Lady Indians. Side out Parkway, 6-4 now. And there is an ace serve. Getting the ace serve was Gabby Stober. She will serve again. It's now 6-5. Fort Recovery leads by one over the Parkway Lady Panthers. Here comes the serve. Dug out by Aubrey Konapke to Mollenkamp. There's a smash by Whitley Rammel. Rammel back over to Fort Recovery. Rammel back over to Parkway. And she hits it out of bounds. Tried to catch the sideline over there and got too far out of bounds. So we have a tie score here, 6-6. Another service point for Stober. Whitley Rammel hits it back to Parkway. Here's the set for the Lady Panthers. And they did not get it over the net as a hitting error there by Grayson Temple for the Parkway Lady Panthers. And that'll give Whitley Rammel her first serve of the evening. Again, the Lady Indians trying to break a four-match losing streak here. Good serve. Here's the set for Parkway. They hit back to Whitley Rammel. Dug it out. Mollenkamp sets for Tegan Fortkamp. Here's the set for Parkway. The smash and the kill. That was Allison Hughes getting the kill for the Parkway Lady Panthers. That makes it now 7-7. We're all tied again. And going back to serve now is Emery Niddle. Niddle's serve is good. Dug out by Konapke. There's Mollenkamp setting. A hit by Tegan Fortkamp. A block by Parkway, but it's out of bounds. So give Tegan Fortkamp a kill on that play. Back to serve now is Faith Wendell. Wendell's serve is a good one. Dug out. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery, a block. Parkway keeps it alive. They free ball it over. Whitley Rammel digs it out. Here's the set for Faith Wendell. The smash back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set again. There's Kennedy Mollenkamp. Hits it over. Now back to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery plays it. Here's the set. Here's the hit back by Grace Guggenbiller. Parkway with it again. The smash blocked by Fort Recovery. Here's a hit back over by, and a kill by Emery Niddle. Niddle picks up the kill, and that makes it a 8-8 tie. Real battle going on here in this first set. Back to serve now is Grayson Temple, and she hits it too long. Side out Fort Recovery. Grayson Temple hit it over the end line. And so going back to serve now is Tegan Fortkamp. Tegan's serve is too long, way too long. Fort Recovery has Faith Wendell, Mara Pearson, Aubrey Knapke, Whitley Rammel, Kennedy Mollenkamp, and Grace Guggenbiller in the lineup right now. Smashed by Guggenbiller, and she got the kill. Hit it through the block by Parkway. Nice hit by Guggenbiller. Her first kill of the evening, and Grace will go back to serve. Fort Recovery leads 10-9. Good serve. Here's the smash and the block by Whitley Rammel. They're going to say Fort Recovery was in the net. John Schock, who's the official at the base of the net there, says Fort Recovery was in the net, so it's 10-10. We're all tied up. Back to serve now is Paige Stevenson. Good serve. Set for Wendell to Kennedy Mollenkamp, and Mollenkamp can't dink it over. So miss hit there by Mollenkamp, and that gives Parkway the point. Again, Paige Stevenson serving. And I don't know what they called there. I missed that. Something illegal on Parkway. They gave Fort Recovery the side out. Here's the hit by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Good serve. Back to Fort Recovery. Knapke digs it out to Mollenkamp. Here's a smash over by Mara Pearson. Parkway will set. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp passes to Knapke. Knapke sets to the outside hitter, who is Lily Luthold, and Fort Recovery gets the kill. That's Lily's first kill of the night. Here we go with the next serve. Kennedy Mollenkamp, good serve. Here's the set at the net, the dink over. Mollenkamp to Mara Pearson. Pearson hits it back to Parkway. Freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Set by Mollenkamp to Whitley Rammel. Rammel had a mishit. Point Parkway. Makes it 12-11 now and side out to the Parkway Lady Panthers. Serving now is Faith Jacobs. Good serve. Here's Whitley Rammel down the sideline, and she hits it out of bounds. So give a service point there to Faith Jacobs. He will serve again. It's tied at 12-12. Back and forth we go in this one. Kennedy Mollenkamp at the net. And I think they said Kennedy was in the net. Nope, she double hit. Called her for a double hit. Point for Parkway. Another point for Faith Jacobs. Serves again. Knapke digs it out to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp sets for Whitley Rammel, and Rammel gets the kill. Whitley Rammel with another kill, number three tonight. She only had three the whole night the other night against Salina. The whole match. She has three already here in the first set. That's Whitley Rammel. Good serve by Fort Recovery. And here's Parkway in the net. So Fort Recovery will pick up the service point. Aubrey Knapke is serving now, by the way. Fort Recovery leads 14-13. Good serve dug out by Parkway to the net. Here's the hit over, and they're going to call an illegal hit on Parkway. A double hit on Parkway, so give Knapke another service point. Aubrey Knapke goes back to serve. Good serve dug out by the back line. Here's the set and the smash. Blocked by Whitley Rammel. Parkway will set it again. Free balling it over. Knapke passes it off to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp sets for Whitley Rammel, and Rammel rams it home for the kill. Kill number four for Whitley Rammel. Here's the next serve at the net, and they're going to give it to Parkway because they say Whitley Rammel was in the net. So side out Parkway Panthers, 16-14, Fort Recovery by two. Now serving is Gabby Stober. Good serve. Here's the set for Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp on the smash. A block by Parkway. Not totally sure who that was, but I think it was Macy Johnson with the block for the Parkway Lady Panthers. Service point for Gabby Stober. She'll serve again. It's now a one-point set, 16-15. Fort Recovery leading. Mollenkamp will set for Whitley Rammel. Miss hit. No. They say that Whitley Rammel got the hit over the net, and then it was blocked out of bounds. So give Whitley Rammel another kill. My mistake. Side out Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel will now serve. Lady Indians lead by two, 17-15. Here's a good serve. Here's the set. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Aubrey Kanapke to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp sets for Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp to the middle of the court. Back to Fort Recovery. Off of Whitley Rammel on the dig. Here's a smash. And too short by Grace Guggenbiller. Miss hit there by Grace. And so Parkway picks up the point. And now going back to serve for Parkway will be Emery Niddle. Niddle's serve is a good one. Dug out by Tegan Fortkamp. Here's the set by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Over to Lily Luthold, and Luthold hits it out of bounds. Service point for Parkway's Emery Niddle. She'll serve again. We have a tie set here, 17-17 in the first matchup. And this serve is out of bounds. Fort Recovery picks up the point. The Indians without one of their main players tonight. Marissa Garkey is sitting down on the bench, but she is not in uniform. Here's an ace serve for Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell picks up an ace serve. Serves again. Dug out by Parkway. Here's the set. The dink over. Faith Wendell passing to Aubrey Kanapke, who will set for Whitley Rammel. Rammel just jabs it over. Set for Parkway. Here's the hit, and it's a miss hit into the net for Parkway's Allison Hughes, and Fort Recovery picks up the service point. Now we have a timeout for Parkway Lady Panthers. They now trail 20-17 here. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14, J Country 101 Radio, and FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Kalp Pharmacy can help you live your life in your home with our new home safety program. Our certified aging-in-place specialists can provide a needs assessment, and we install ramps, grab bars, bathroom stability aids. So to learn more, visit www.kalppharmacy.com/home safety. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart. Taking the time to listen and care.
Back at Parkway High School, a MAC conference volleyball matchup going on here tonight on WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, on 105.3 FM. And there is a service error for Faith Wendell. Haven't had too many of those tonight, but there's one there. Point Parkway, side out Parkway. Here's their serve. To Grace Guggenbiller, to Faith Wendell. Wendell passing back to Guggenbiller, who hits it over. Set for Parkway, the smash. And they're going to say a kill for Macy Johnson, just barely in. Serving here is Grayson Temple. Temple's serve is good again. Wendell will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp to Parkway. Now back to Fort Recovery, and I think it's inbounds. They say it was just barely in for Faith Jacobs. And so give another service point to Grayson Temple. It's now tied at 20-20. These are key points right here. Wendell setting for Tegan Fortkamp. The hit is blocked. Back to Fort Recovery. And there's Grace Guggenbiller hitting it through the Parkway block and getting the kill. And for Grace, that's her second kill of the set. Key point there for Fort Recovery, 21-20. Lady Indians leading by one. Here's Tegan Fortkamp serving. Good serve dug out by Parkway's libero. Here's the set the dink over, and they got the kill. Right where there was nobody waiting, Macy Johnson gets the dink kill, makes it 21-21, and Johnson will go back to serve now for the Parkway Lady Panthers. Good serve dug out by Whitley Rammel. Faith Wendell will set for Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller hits it over very softly. Here's a miss hit by Parkway. That was good fortune for Fort Recovery because Faith Jacobs, quite honestly, was under no pressure there on that hit and just mishit it. And Parkway gets it back. No, they didn't get it back. Another service point for Grace Guggenbiller, and it's 23-21. Fort Recovery has taken a two-point lead here. We're getting down to the end of this first set. We'll be back in a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
Take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at Parkway High School, Rockford, Ohio. That conference matchup between Fort Recovery and the Parkway Lady Panthers. Good serve by Grace Guggenbiller. Parkway hits it to the net. And they're going to say out of bounds. Called a hitting error on Fort Recovery there. I didn't think it was out of bounds. Must have been. Timeout, Fort Recovery, 23-22. Side out, Parkway. We'll be back in a moment, right after we pause for this.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Now serving for Parkway is Paige Stevenson. Good serve. Here's a set by Wendell to Rammel. A block by Parkway. Block by Faith Jacobs. And that ties the score at 23-22. Give a service point there to Paige Stevenson. Good serve there. Faith Wendell to Whitley Rammel, and Rammel rams it home for the kill. And for Whitley, that's kill number six here in the first set. And again, the other night at Salina, she only had three kills the whole night. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery, and there's the kill for Parkway. That was Gabby Stober with the kill, and that makes it a tie score again, 24-24. Boy, this is a really crucial point here in this match. Whoever wins this set is going to be in much better position. And Aubrey Kanapke dug it out but hit it right into the net, and nobody could play it for Fort Recovery. Point for Parkway, and Parkway now leads 25-24. Fort Recovery calls another timeout. We'll be back.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And here's a serve and a block at the net by Parkway, and they get the win. Parkway comes from behind to win 26-24. Ouch. Fort Recovery had a chance to nail down that victory, and it got away. Lady Indians fall 26-24 to the Parkway Lady Panthers. Give that final service point there to Faith Jacobs. She did a good job serving there at the end. And Parkway goes up 1-0. We'll be back in a moment here on PG14, J Country 101, right after we pause for this.
The year was 1907. The Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One thing that hasn't changed since 1907 is the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. The OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
Hey, Island, do you know what time it is?
School time?
Well, that too, but it's harvest time. Farmers will be going to and from fields, so be on the lookout for large machinery on their roads when you are out driving around. Also, farmers, keep your equipment in safe and good working condition and have a great harvest.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Call us about your corn marketing needs at 800-637-7161. That was 800-637-7161.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapist provides mask fittings and assists patients from setup, operation, and maintenance for a smooth transition. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. So to learn more, go to www.kalppharmacy.com or call 800-686-2314 for information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Okay, we're about ready to go with set number two. What a disappointment. Lady Indians were leading there at the end, and it got away from us. Parkway wins at 26-24. Serving first for Parkway here to start the second set will be Macy Johnson. Johnson did not have any service points in the first set. She will serve, and it is a good serve dug out by Whitley Rammel. Grace Gungabiller sets for Mara Pearson on the outside hit and got the kill. Fort Recovery got off to a good start in the first set, but couldn't hang on. Here we lead 1-0. Mara Pearson with the first kill, and Grace Gungabiller will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. And it's an ace serve for Grace Gungabiller. How about that one? That is her second ace of the night. She had one early in the first set also. Another good serve there. Parkway will shove it back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set by Wendell to Whitley Rammel. Rammel on a smash and gets another kill. Kill number seven for Whitley tonight. Another service point for Grace Gungabiller. Gungabiller serves again. Good serve. Here's the set at the net. The hit back through the Fort Recovery block and give the kill there to the Parkway Lady Panthers, Faith Jacobs. That is her second kill of the evening. And now going back to serve for the Parkway Lady Panthers is Paige Stevenson. Stevenson, a good serve dug out by Mara Pearson. Here's the set by Wendell to Whitley Rammel, and Rammel slams it home. Kill number eight for Whitley Rammel, and Fort Recovery leads 4-1. Here comes Kennedy Mollenkamp in to serve for Fort Recovery. She's the only freshman on the varsity roster and has been playing a lot of minutes as of late. Good serve there. Dug out by Parkway's libero. Here's the smash back to Fort Recovery and through the Fort Recovery block. And another kill for Parkway's Faith Jacobs. And Jacobs will go back to serve now. 4-2 score. Fort Recovery leads by two. And this serve is out of bounds. Service error for Faith Jacobs. So here is Aubrey Kanapke going back to serve for Fort Recovery. She had three service points in that first set. Good serve there. Here's the set and the smash. A block by Whitley Rammel. Rammel hits it back to Parkway and gets the kill again. Kill number 9 for Whitley Rammel tonight. Aubrey Konapke serving. Good serve. Here's the set for Parkway. The deep hit and out of bounds. Another service point for Aubrey Konapke as Macy Johnson hits it out of bounds. Aubrey Konapke will serve again. Fort Recovery leads 7-2. A let serve for a service ace. A let serve for a service ace for Aubrey Konapke. 8-2 now. Fort Recovery up by 6. Here's the set for the Panthers. The hit back to Fort Recovery, and there's a kill for Parkway as Allison Hughes picks up her second kill of the evening. Back to serve now is Gabby Stober. Coach of Parkway, Jordan Hinkle. He's done a very nice job here in volleyball. And there is an ace serve off the dig by Aubrey Konapke. Give the ace serve to Gabby Stober. Of course, Travis Guggenbiller, the fine coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Here's another serve, and this is a service error into the top of the net and down on the Parkway side. 9-4, Fort Recovery leads by 5. And Whitley Rammel will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Rammel's serve is just barely out for a service error. Just barely. That would have been a nice ace, but it didn't happen. Now back to serve for Parkway. As it's dug out by Konapke to Mollenkamp. Luthold dinks it back over. Here's Parkway on the set. And Johnson hits it over the end line. And Fort Recovery picks up the point. So coming in to serve is Faith Wendell. It's Kennedy Mollenkamp will set out. Wendell's serve is a good one. Dug out by Parkway. Here's the smash by Johnson. Aubrey Konapke passes to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets for Whitley Rammel. And Rammel gets another kill. Number 10 on the night already for Whitley Rammel. Fort Recovery in command here in this second set. Leading 11-5, Parkway calls timeout. So we'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapist provides mask fittings and assists patients from setup, operation, and maintenance for a smooth transition. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. So to learn more, go to www.kalppharmacy.com or call 800-686-2314 for information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
I would not be shocked if this match didn't go 4 or 5 sets tonight. We'll see. Good serve by Fort Recovery. Johnson back. A dig by Konapke to Wendell. Wendell sets for Tegan Forkamp, and Tegan gets the outside hitting kill. Tegan Forkamp hitting from the left side gets the kill there. Her second of the night, 12-5. Faith Wendell again is serving. Another good serve. The dink back to Fort Recovery. Dug out by Guggenbiller to Wendell. To Guggenbiller back to Parkway. Here's the set by Grayson Temple. Whitley Rammel hits it back over to Parkway and got the kill. Kill number 11 for Whitley Rammel. She's just eating up the Lady Panthers. Another service point for Faith Wendell. Here she serves again. Good serve. Johnson back to Fort Recovery. Dug out by Aubrey Konapke to Wendell. Here's Tegan Forkamp on the outside hit. Played by Parkway. The hit back to Fort Recovery. To the net it goes. And over by Fort Recovery to Parkway. Johnson hits it back and hits it off a blocked by Fort Recovery and out of bounds, so that is a point for Parkway. Give Johnson the kill, her third of the night. And that'll send the libero back to serve again. Grayson Temple for the Parkway Panthers. Fort Recovery leads 13-6. Good serve dug out by Grace Guggenbiller. Tegan Forkamp will set. Whitley Rammel free balls it over. Here's the set for Parkway. Dinking it over. And they got the kill. Macy Johnson again. From her middle hitting position there, Macy Johnson gets her fourth kill of the night. Give the service point to Grayson Temple, and Temple will serve again. Dug out by Aubrey Kanapke. Grace Guggenbiller on the hit, played by Parkway. Hit by Parkway, blocked by Fort Recovery, back to Fort Recovery. Kanapke will set for Grace Guggenbiller, and Guggenbiller mishits in the net. Point Parkway. Another service point for Grayson Temple. She'll serve again. Good serve. Wendell free balls it over for Fort Recovery. Grayson Temple passing, and there is. They say Fort Recovery's Allison Fullenkamp was in the net, I believe, is what they called. Another service point for Grayson Temple. Makes it 13-9 now. Parkway sneaking back in this one. Good serve there. Here's the hit. And the kill for Fort Recovery. As Tegan Forkamp picks up the kill, she'll go back to serve. Side out, Lady Indians. 14-9. We lead by five. Good serve. Here's the set for Parkway. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Dig by Whitley Rammel to Faith Wendell. Grace Guggenbiller hits it over. Parkway plays it. Freeballing it back to Fort Recovery to Tegan Forkamp. Faith Wendell on the set. Here's Whitley Rammel on a smash. Played by Parkway. And Johnson hits it back over and got the kill. Right on the sideline. Macy Johnson, another kill. And for her, that's number five on the evening. And Macy will go back to serve now as Parkway is pulled to within four again, 14-10. Parkway won the first set, 26-24. After Fort Recovery was leading at the end, they couldn't hang on. Here's Mara Pearson on a smash from the outside hitting position on the left and got the kill. Mara's fourth kill of the evening, and Grace Guggenbiller will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Temple passing to the net. Here's the hit and the kill by Parkway. Picking up the kill there was Faith Jacobs. That is her fourth kill of the evening. And it's 15-11. Parkway side out, trailing by four. Serve now by Paige Stevenson. Good serve. Wendell will set for Fort Recovery's Fullenkamp. Now back to Fort Recovery. Pearson hits it back over to Parkway. Here's the dink back to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery hits it to Parkway. Back to Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel smashes it over and got the kill. Kill number 12 for Whitley. This is going to bring Kennedy Mollenkamp back in to serve. And Allison Fullenkamp, after spending some quality minutes in there, goes out on the bench. Here's the serve by Mollenkamp. Good serve. Parkway just free balls it back. Here's the set by Mollenkamp to Whitley Rammel. Rammel on the hit. Back to Fort Recovery. Rammel smashes it back, but it hits out of bounds. Too much on that one for Whitley Rammel. Side out Parkway, 16-12. Back to a four-point match here, four-point set. Serving now is Faith Jacobs. Good serve. Mara Pearson on the hit. Hits it out of bounds. Point for Parkway. Faith Jacobs will serve again. service error in the net. Fort Recovery maintains their four-point lead at 17-13. Aubrey Kanapke will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Where's number 13? She's the libero for Fort Recovery. Good serve to Temple, who digs it out. There's a block by Whitley Rammel on a smash hit there by Emery Niddle, and Rammel gets the block. That's her first block of the evening. Aubrey Kanapke picks up the service point. Here's the set for Parkway, the dink over, played by Kanapke at the net. Mollenkamp, and trying to hit it over was Lily Luthold, and she just didn't have enough elevation on the set there by Mollenkamp. And it goes into the net, side out Parkway. Good serve to Kanapke. Here's a smash and a block by Parkway and out of bounds. Give Tegan Fortkamp the kill. Side out Fort Recovery. 19-14 now. Lady Indians leading by five. Whitley Rammel will now serve. Good serve dug out by Parkway. Going to have to free ball it back. And waiting on it at the net was Tegan Fortkamp and Lily Luthold getting the block. I'm going to go ahead and give both a co-block there. Timeout is called by the Parkway Lady Panthers. As we have a score right now of 20-14. Fort Recovery with a six-point lead here in the second set. I'll mention that next Thursday, September the 16th, is Student Appreciation Night, when all students in Fort Recovery, grades K through 12, will be admitted free to the volleyball match between Fort Recovery and New Knoxville. There'll be attendance and game drawings and face painting and more. That's Student Appreciation Night next Thursday night at Fortside Fieldhouse. All Fort Recovery students, K through 12, admitted free of charge with special drawings. JV match starts at 5:30. Here's Whitley Rammel serving, and too long, out of bounds. Here's Parkway serving. Dug out by Aubrey Kanapke. There is a free ball hit over by Grace Guggenbiller, but she hits it out of bounds. Service points for Parkway's Emery Niddle. Serves again. Fortkamp passing to Mollenkamp. And Mollenkamp sets for Guggenbiller. Dings it over. Here's Parkway back to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp sets for Tegan Fortkamp. Outside hit from the left side. Parkway plays it. Hit back to Fort Recovery. And getting a kill there for the Lady Panthers was Allison Hughes. And Fort Recovery falls, or Fort Recovery's lead dribbles down to 3 points now at 20-17. We'll be back in a moment.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here we go with the server Parkway. Serving is Emery Niddle, and she gets an ace serve. And it's now 20-18. Well, Fort Recovery had a decent lead here, and it's shriveled away to nothing again. Niddle serving again. Dug out by Tegan Fortkamp to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp sets for Whitley Rammel. And Rammel gets the kill. That's kill number 13 for Whitley Rammel. To go along with one block tonight. Faith Wendell will now serve. Good serve. It's 21-18. Fort Recovery by three. Johnson on a smash. Played nicely by Whitley Rammel. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Kanapke will dig it out to Wendell. Here's Tegan Fortkamp dinking it over. Parkway plays it. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Fortkamp saves it, and Whitley Rammel hits it back over. Parkway on a smash. Nice dig by Aubrey Kanapke. Here's Whitley Rammel on a smash and got the kill. Hits it right off of Grayson Temple. Whitley Rammel with kill number 14 tonight. 22-18. Good serve by Fort Recovery's Faith Wendell. And we got a carry on Parkway. So Faith Wendell picks up a service point there. Here's a good serve dug out by Parkway. A block by Grace Guggenbiller. Parkway puts it, keeps it in play. And there's a dink by Allison Hughes for the kill. That is her fourth kill of the evening. And it's 23-19, and Grayson Temple goes back to serve. And Fort Recovery barely gets it over. Parkway on the set. Here's the smash by Johnson, and she gets the kill. Macy Johnson with a kill. 23-20. Grayson Temple gets credit for the service point. And it's a three-point set again here. Grayson Temple serving. Dug out by Grace Guggenbiller. Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. Rammel on a deep hit. Played by Parkway. Off the rafters. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set by Faith Wendell and a miss hit by Fort Recovery's Allison Follenkamp. And we're back to a two-point set again. 23-21. Fort Recovery just can't nail down the win here. They lead by two, though, 23-21. We'll keep it right here. Don't forget, Fort Recovery travels to Anna tomorrow night in high school football. You can hear the matchup on FortRecoveryRadio.com tomorrow night. That's FortRecoveryRadio.com. And we thank FortRecoveryRadio.com for simulcasting our broadcast tonight. From WPGW, this is WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and 105.3 FM in Portland, Indiana, and again on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Back to serve is Grayson Temple again. He could draw Parkway to within one. Good serve dug out by Grace Guggenbiller to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets for Guggenbiller, who dinks it over. Grayson Temple will set. Here's the hit and the kill by Parkway's Faith Jacobs. Faith Jacobs with another kill to make it a one-point set, 23-22. Coach Travis Guggenbiller has to feel like his team is shell-shocked here. I mean, we led comfortably in this set. Temple hits it over. Faith Wendell will set. Here's a hit. Fort Recovery on the, or Parkway on the block. And Whitley Rammel able to get a kill from the back line. Well, kind of the middle of the court. That is number 15 in the kill department for Whitley Rammel. 24-22, here's the set point. Good serve by Fort Recovery. Dink over and a kill. Macy Johnson gets a kill for Parkway, and that makes it a one-point set again. Fort Recovery 24, Parkway 23. Macy Johnson goes back to serve. Huge serve here. And it's a good serve dug out by Whitley Rammel. Hits it back to Parkway. Here's the dig in the set. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery, and it's out of bounds off of Gabby Stober. Big break there for Fort Recovery. Stober hits it out of bounds. Timeout, Parkway. actually, that gives Fort Recovery the win. Fort Recovery wins 25 to 25-23, does it not? Yes, we win 25-23. Sorry about that. Some confusion on the scoreboard. So Fort Recovery wins the second set 25-23 after they hang on for the victory. We'll be back in a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
So Fort Recovery wins 25-23 over Parkway in the second set after losing the first set 26-24. We almost blew that set. The Parkway boys came back in with all their football helmets on. They left the gym briefly and then came back in with their football helmets on. And the officials made him move back to stay off the court. A little bit of enthusiasm there for Parkway. That's fine. Hey, nothing wrong with that. Fort Recovery serving here for this third set. And there is the kill by Faith Jacobs. Faith Jacobs picks up the kills. Side out Parkway, and now serving for Parkway is Paige Stevenson. Good serve. Faith Wendell will set for Mara Pearson. And it's going to be out of bounds called on Parkway. So point Fort Recovery. Back to serve now for the Lady Indians will be Kennedy Mullenkamp. Tied up at one apiece here in this one. Here's the serve and the set by Parkway, and they get a block, and they hit it back over and get the kill. Gabby Stober picks up a kill. That makes it Parkway leading 2-1. Here's another serve by Faith Jacobs. Good serve. Here's the set. I'm going to call a miss hit on Faith Jacobs. Fort Recovery's Aubrey Kanapke will go back to serve now. I want to thank our sponsors, you folks here in the broadcast. They make it possible for us to be here doing the matchup tonight. Oh, that was an ace serve. They said it was out of bounds. I think we got the homer job on that one. Here we go with the serve by Parkway. It's an ace serve by Gabby Stober.
That is her third ace of the night. Makes it 4-2, Parkway on top by two. Stober serving again. Another good serve. Whitley Rammel passing to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp sets for Tegan Fortkamp. Fortkamp back to Parkway. Now back to Fort Recovery. Fortkamp passing to Mollenkamp to Whitley Rammel. Rammel dinks it over, and Parkway hits it out of bounds. They had us right where they wanted us there, but they mishit that and hit it out of bounds. Whitley Rammel back to serve now. It's 4-3. Fort Recovery back to within a point. Good serve dug out by Parkway. Here's the set. Macy Johnson back to Fort Recovery and got the kill. Kennedy Mollenkamp tried to get to it, but she couldn't get there. Macy Johnson, another kill. Let's see. She has 2, 4, 6, 8 kills for her tonight. And there is an ace serve by Parkway's Emery Niddle. And that was on a let serve. That's her second ace serve of the night. She will serve again. Got a good serve there. Aubrey Kanapke digs it out. Mollenkamp to Whitley Rammel. Rammel on a smash. And they say it was out of bounds. Another service point for Emery Niddle. She will serve again. And it is in for another ace serve. Fort Recovery let that go, and they shouldn't have. They watched that go right by him, right down the line for the ace serve. Here's another serve. This time dug out by Tegan Fortkamp to Mollenkamp to Fortkamp. Dings it over, and we're going to say the hit was out of bounds by Fort Recovery. And Parkway has taken a 9-3 lead. 9-3. We'll be back in a moment here from the Parkway High School right after we pause for this.
Little Susie brought in a brown bag for show and tell. Her teacher asked, what was in it?
A turkey.
Let's see it. So Susie opened up the bag and pulled out a turkey sandwich.
This turkey sandwich is high in protein and it helps keep me focused.
There you go, folks. Eat turkey every day to stay in focus and enjoy. It is delicious.
Get your Cooper Farms smoked turkey deli meat at the Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Okay, we're set to go here. And back to serve again is Emery Niddle. Parkway leads 9-3 now. It was 4-3 at one point. Here's the hit back over by Lily Luthold out of bounds. Lily Luthold hits it out of bounds. Another service point for Emery Niddle. She will serve again. This time it's too long out of bounds. Service air will take it. That makes the score 10-4. Fort Recovery trailing by 6, and going back to serve is Faith Wendell. Wendell's serve is dug out by Temple on the back line. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp on the outside hitting position and hits it through the block for the kill. Tegan Fortkamp with her fifth kill of the evening. And Faith Wendell will go back to serve. Good serve. Dug out by Parkway at the net. Here's Macy Johnson. Miss hit it. Another service point for Faith Wendell. 10-6, Fort Recovery trailing by 4. We're in the third set here. Each team has won one set apiece. Here's the dink back over to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. Deep hit and hits it out of bounds. Tried to hit the crushing spike there, and she hit it out of bounds. Side out, Parkway. Now back to serve Grayson Temple, the libero. Good serve. Here's the hit by Grace Guggenbiller, and Guggenbiller gets a kill. Gracie Guggenbiller with the kill. For her, that is number 3 on the night.
Makes it 11-7. Fort Recovery back to within four. Keegan Fortkamp. Jump serve in the net. Service error. Fortkamp will go out. Aubrey Kanapke comes back in. Here we go with Macy Johnson's serve. Dug out by Whitley Rammel. Faith Wendell will set for Grace Guggenbiller. Parkway plays it. Here's the outside hit by Parkway and the kill. Faith Jacobs, another kill for her. She has 2, 4, 6, 7 kills for her on the evening. Macy Johnson serving. Miss hit. Service error. 13-8. Fort Recovery's Grace Guggenbiller goes back to serve. Good serve. Dug out by Temple. Here's the free ball back to Fort Recovery by Macy Johnson. And miss hit there by Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller dug it out into the net. Nobody could play it. Point Parkway. 14-8, and now back to serve for Parkway is Paige Stevenson. Let's serve, but Fort Recovery plays it. Here's Whitley Rammel on a smash. She got the kill. Off the block by Parkway and out of bounds. Whitley Rammel with kill number 16 on the night. Here is Kennedy Mollenkamp serving now for Fort Recovery. And the serve is a good one, and an ace serve by Kennedy Mollenkamp. I believe that's her first service point of the night, and that makes it 14-10. Fort Recovery back to within four. And this is in the net, a service error by Kennedy Mollenkamp. So, side out, Parkway. And it's a good serve. Whitley Rammel back to Parkway and got the kill. That was right in the middle. And Whitley gets the kill number 17 on the night. And just think, the other night she only had 3 kills all night against Salina. Aubrey Kanapke, good serve. Dug out by Parkway. Temple hits it back over to Fort Recovery, but it's out of bounds. Grayson Temple trying to free ball that over there. Just couldn't get a good control on it. Service point for Aubrey Kanapke. Good serve again. Here's the set by Hughes into the middle. Back to Fort Recovery. The dink over by Tegan Fortkamp. Parkway will play it. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Now Whitley Rammel back over to Parkway. The set by Parkway and the hit. And getting the kill, heading it through the block of Fort Recovery was Gabby Stober. That is her 4th kill of the evening. And Stober will go back to serve. Parkway leading 16-12. Here's a hit by Tegan Fortkamp. Whitley Rammel. Back over to Parkway, the set. Macy Johnson on a smash, and I think well, they give the point to Fort Recovery. Must have been a block there for the Lady Indians. A block that went off of Macy Johnson and then out of bounds. Whitley Rammel serving now. Good serve. At the net, Tegan Fortkamp gets the kill. Right at the net. Nice finesse kill for Tegan. Timeouts called by Parkway. Parkway still leads here. 16-14 in the third set. We are tied at one set apiece in this matchup here tonight.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Are you planning for an upcoming surgery, preparing for a discharge from the hospital, or currently aging at home? Kalp Pharmacy can help you live your life in your home with our new home safety program. Our certified aging-in-place specialists can provide a needs assessment, and we install ramps, grab bars, bathroom stability aids,
So to learn more, visit www.calpharmacy.com/home safety. Calp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
16-14, Fort Recovery down by two with the serve. Whitley Ramo will go back. Big serves here, trying to get back in the lead here. Whoever wins this set is really in command. They would be leading 2-1. There's a good serve. Macy Johnson back to Fort Recovery. Hit it right at Whitley Ramo's feet and got the kill. Macy Johnson with kill number 9 for her tonight. Now back to serve is Emery Niddle as Parkway leads by 3, 17-14. Good serve. Here's Mollenkamp. Sets for Tegan Fortkamp on the hit. Parkway sets for Johnson. Johnson gets the kill. Macy Johnson does it again. That's kill number 10 for her. Give the service point to Emery Niddle. Next serve is a good one. Here's the hit by Grace Guggenbiller. Parkway digs it out. And a battle at the outside of the net, and Fort Recovery gets the point. Nope. The one official says Fort Recovery was in the net. John Schock says Fort Recovery was in the net. And now the other official and John are talking about it. The one official at the net is not convinced that what John Schock saw was correct. So they're talking about it. And they did not agree, and they're going to re-jump or going to replay. So scratch the point. The officials didn't agree, so they're going to replay the point. Here's the serve by Emery Niddle. Good serve. Tegan Fortkamp to Whitley Rammel. Rammel hits it over to Parkway. Here's Temple setting. Back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp back to Parkway and got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp gets the kill. That makes it 18-15 now. Parkway leads by 3, but Fort Recovery with side out. Faith Wendell serving. Good serve. Temple on the dig. Here's Macy Johnson on the smash. Blocked by Fort Recovery and out of bounds. I'm not sure who all was in on that. Fortkamp. Grace Guggenbiller and Grace Klingshern were all there together on that one. So the block for Fort Recovery. And Whitley Ramel dug it out there, and it goes out of bounds on the Parkway side. So Parkway side out. 19-16. Gracelyn Temple serving. Good serve. Wendell sets for Grace Guggenbiller. Parkway will play it. Temple to Johnson. Johnson on the hit and got the kill off the hand of Aubrey Kanapke. Timeout, Fort Recovery, as Parkway has taken a 20-16 lead in this third set. We are tied at one set apiece. We'll be back in a moment.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
So back to serve here is going to be Grayson Temple. Again, she's their libero for Parkway. Parkway coached by Jordan Hinkle. Fort Recovery by Travis Guggenbiller. Good serve dug out by Kanapke to Wendell. Here's the hit by Tegan Fortkamp. And Fortkamp gets the kill. Give Wendell the assist. That makes it 20-17. And Forkamp will serve. Good serve. Back over to Fort Recovery. Wendell sets for Klingshirn, and Klingshirn got the kill. Grace Klingshirn just coming in there a moment ago, and she picks up a kill. And it's now 20-18. Give the service point to Tegan Forkamp. Forkamp serving. Dug out by Temple for Parkway. Here's the outside hit. Dug out by Whitley Rammel. Now the hit back by Klingshirn. Another kill for Grace Klingshirn. Grace coming in here giving Fort Recovery a little bit of a spark. It makes it 20-19. Fort Recovery only down by one here. Here's the serve by Forkamp. Dug out by Temple to the net. A battle. Back over to Parkway. Johnson will try to get a finesse kill and hits it out of bounds instead. We have a tie set. 20-20 as Johnson misses the opportunity there to pick up the point. We'll be back in a moment. Timeout Parkway tied 20-20.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Tegan Forkamp will serve again. Good serve. Ace serve. Ace serve for Tegan Forkamp. And Fort Recovery has come all the way from behind to take the lead here. 21-20. This match has been something else tonight. Forkamp serves again. Temple will dig it out. Here's the set at the net. Macy Johnson on the smash. Played by Tegan Forkamp to Wendell. Wendell sets for Whitley Rammel. And Rammel got the kill. Give Wendell another assist. 22-20. Fort Recovery leads by two. And give Tegan Forkamp another service point. Serves again. Oh, service error in the net. Side out Parkway. 22-21. Fort Recovery still leads, but by only one. And now Macy Johnson will go back to serve for the Parkway Lady Panthers. Here's the good serve dug out by Mara Pearson over to Parkway. Kanapke passing to Whitley Rammel, who will hit it over to Parkway. And there's the kill for Gabby Stober. Kill number five for her. And that makes it 22-22. Macy Johnson picks up the service point. She'll serve again. All tied here in the third set. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson. Back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Grace Guggenbiller, outside hitter. And we're going to call four hits on Fort Recovery. Wow, I didn't see that, but that's what the call was. Macy Johnson picks up the service point, and now Parkway's taking the lead back, 23-22. Good serve. Wendell will set for Grace Guggenbiller. There's the hit dug out by Parkway. Here's the smash back to Fort Recovery. And the kill for Faith Jacobs, number eight for her. Macy Johnson picks up the service point again. 24-22, and Parkway's on the verge of winning this third set. This will be a big blow to Fort Recovery. It is a good serve dug out by Aubrey Kanapke. There's Mara Pearson, and Pearson slams it down for the kill. Mara Pearson with her fifth kill of the night. Side out Fort Recovery. We need to run here. Need a run of a couple of points. Fort Recovery still trails 24-23. Grace Guggenbiller on the good serve. Johnson will set. Here's the hit and played by Fort Recovery. Wendell to Whitley Rammel. Parkway able to play it. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Aubrey Kanapke to the net. Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel, and Rammel gets the kill. Kill number 19 for Whitley Rammel. Grace Guggenbiller picks up the service point. We're tied at 24-24. Good serve. Temple will set. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. It's out of bounds. Faith Jacobs hits it out of bounds. Another Grace Guggenbiller point. And here is... Now we're talking about game point for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leads 25-24. Of course, you have to win by two. A.C. Johnson back to Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell back to Parkway. Here's the set and the outside hit and the kill for Faith Jacobs. Faith Jacobs gets her ninth kill of the night. And that ties it up at 25-25. Parkway now with the advantage. They're serving. Good serve. Wendell will set for Mara Pearson. Blocked by Parkway. Saved nicely by Fort Recovery. Back over to Parkway. Back to Fort Recovery. Wendell to Whitley Rammel. And Rammel gets the kill. Give Wendell the assist. Kill number 20 for Whitley Rammel. And again, just the other night against Salina, she only had three kills the whole night. Now back to serve for Fort Recovery's Kennedy Mollenkamp. Fort Recovery leads 26-25. And Parkway mishit it. And Fort Recovery wins 27-25. Fort Recovery wins 27-25. Coming from behind to win that one. After it looked like it was a loss for sure. Wow. Fort Recovery now leads 2-1 in this match. Losing the first set 26-24. Winning the second set 25-23. Winning the third set 27-25. We'll be back with the fourth set coming up. Are we headed for five tonight? Who knows? We'll be back in just a moment.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. High school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports. A winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Well, that had to make the Lady Indians and the coaching staff feel a lot better coming back to win that one after it looked like it was in the loss column for sure.
Fort Recovery leads 2-1 now as we begin set number 4. Fort Recovery wins this set. They win the match. Macy Johnson serving first for Parkway. Boy, some great play by both teams here tonight. And maybe some not so great play at times, but here we go with set number 4. Macy Johnson serving. Good set. Dug out by Konapke. Hits it across the net. That's not how she wanted to do that. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. And Faith Jacobs gets another kill. That's number 10 for her tonight. Macy Johnson serving. Parkway leads 1-0. Good serve. Wendell will set for Grace Guggenbiller. And Guggenbiller gets the kill from the outside hitting position. Let's see. She has 4 kills on the evening. And now here is Grace Guggenbiller serving. Good serve. Outside hit by Jacobs. Wendell will set for Klingshern. Hits it over to Parkway. And here's a two-hand kill by Parkway's Paige Stevenson. That was her first kill of the night. Side out Parkway, they lead 2-1. Service dug out by Konapke. There's Whitley Rammel, another kill. Number 21 for Whitley Rammel. 21 kills. Of course, we've gone into the fourth set here. Now serving. And it's an ace serve for Kennedy Mollenkamp. That's her second ace serve of the night. Kennedy Mollenkamp, the only freshman on the varsity roster. 3-2, Fort Recovery has taken the lead. Good serve dug out by Temple. Here's the dink back over to Fort Recovery. Back to Parkway. And getting the kill was Emery Niddle. Emery Niddle picks up the kill. 3-3 tie. This has been quite a battle. And here is a let serve by Gabby Stober. Fort Recovery plays it. Here's the dig and the set. Back over to Fort Recovery. Konapke. There's Audra Bupp. Back over to Parkway. Here's the two-handed kill by Parkway by Gabby Stober. That's kill number 6 for her on the evening. That's 4-3. Parkway has taken the lead. Serving is Faith Jacobs. Good serve there. Whitley Rammel back over to Parkway. The set and the smash and a battle. And there's a kill by Gabby Stober. Kill number 7. Faith Jacobs back to serve again. Good serve dug out by Konapke. Mollenkamp. There's Konapke hitting it back over. Here's the hit by Parkway, and getting a little kill there was very nice finesse hit by Emery Niddle for the kill. Here's the next serve by Jacobs. Good serve. Mollenkamp to Whitley Rammel. Rammel kill from the outside hitting position on the left side. Number 22 for Whitley. Side out Fort Recovery. Aubrey Konapke back to serve. Fort Recovery trails 6-4. Good serve by Konapke. Here's Temple hitting it back over to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp sets for Whitley Rammel. And Rammel hits it through a Parkway block and down on the floor for a kill. Number 23 on the night. Wow. Aubrey Konapke serving again, and this is out
off the sideline, out of bounds. Service error for Aubrey Canapte. Now going back to serve is Gabby Stober for Parkway. 7-5, Parkway leads by two. Canapte passing to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp sets for Whitley Rammel on the outside hitting position and got the kill. Kill number 24 for Whitley Rammel. She is just eating them up tonight. Here comes the serve by Whitley. Service error for Whitley Rammel right in the net. Don't need that. 8-6. That was Fort Recovery's chance to tie the set, but now it's Parkway leading by two, 8-6. Here's the serve by the Lady Panthers. And Grace Guggenmiller gets a kill, hitting it back over. Number five for Grace, side out Fort Recovery. And here's Faith Wendell going back to serve, and it's now an 8-7 score. Parkway leads by one. Fort Recovery's chance to tie it up. Good serve. Here's the set for Parkway. Johnson on a smash. And a block for Fort Recovery's Grace Guggenmiller. Tied up 8-8. Service point for Wendell. She'll serve again. Good service point back to Fort Recovery, back to Parkway. Johnson just dinks it over for Parkway. Canapke passing to the outside hitting position to Tegan Forkamp, who hits it over. Back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set. There's another kill for Grace Klingshern. She just came in late in this match, but she's contributed significantly with three kills. And another service point for Faith Wendell. Wendell serves again. Dug out by Parkway at the net. Grace Guggenmiller's waiting on it, and she stuffs it down their throat at the net. Kill number six for Grace Guggenmiller. Service point for Wendell again. Fort Recovery's taken a 10-8 lead here. Oh, a nice hit there to Fort Recovery, and they could not play it. Give the kill to Paige Stevenson. A nice hit by Stevenson. Now here's Grayson Temple on the serve, the libero. Good serve. Wendell will set for Tegan Forkamp. Forkamp back over to Parkway. Casey Johnson back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will pass over here to Klingshern, back to Fort Recovery again. Grace Guggenmiller on the hit. They say it's out of bounds. No. The official says it was tipped. It was tipped by Parkway, and so therefore it's Fort Recovery's point. So Tegan Forkamp will go back to serve. Fort Recovery leads 11-9. Here's the set and the hit back to Fort Recovery. Wendell to Klingshern, and a mishit on Parkway. A double hit called on Parkway. Point Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery leading 12-9. We win this set. We win the match. Here comes a serve by Tegan Forkamp, dug out by Parkway. Here's the set. Macy Johnson on the smash and got the kill. Johnson hit it off of one of the Lady Indians' blocks and out of bounds. She's had a very nice night tonight. Let's see, 9, 10, 11, 12 kills for Macy Johnson. Johnson will go back to service. She has a whole bunch of service points, too. Ace serve for Macy Johnson, as Mara Pearson could not play that. That's her first ace serve of the night. And Parkway pulls back to within one, 12-11. Canapke passing to Faith Wendell. And here's Grace Guggenmiller getting the kill from the outside hitting position. Not an amazing, awesome hit, but hey, it got the job done. Kill number 7 for Grace Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller with serve. Set for Parkway. Johnson on the smash. Got the kill. Hit it right on the back line. Kill number 13 for Macy Johnson. Now going back to serve for Parkway is going to be Paige Stevenson. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson. Here's Wendell to Pearson. Pearson on the hit. Blocked by Parkway. Whitley Rammel back to Parkway. And Parkway mishit it. Emery Niddle on a mishit there. Couldn't get it over the net. Point, Fort Recovery. Side out, Fort Recovery. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp coming in to serve now for the Lady Indians, who leads 14-12 in this crucial fourth set. Fort Recovery is leading 2-1 in the sets. Good serve by Mollenkamp at the net, and they say Parkway double hit. Double hit for Parkway. Give Kennedy Mollenkamp the service point. That's her third service point of the night. She'll serve again. Good serve dug out by Parkway. And they had another miss hit. Official called that a lift. So Kennedy Mollenkamp gets another service point. 16-12. Mollenkamp serving again. Dug out by Macy Johnson. And Parkway in trouble. Temple free balls it over. Mollenkamp will set for Whitley Rammel. And Rammel hits it through the Parkway block for another kill. Kill number 25 on the night for Whitley Rammel. Timeout is called by Parkway. We'll be back in a moment. Fort Recovery leads 17-12.
Hey, Arlen, do you know what time it is?
School time?
Well, that too, but it's harvest time. Farmers will be going to and from fields, so be on the lookout for large machinery on the roads when you are out driving around. Also, farmers, keep your equipment in safe and good working condition, and have a great harvest.
This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Call us about your corn marketing needs at 800-637-7161. That was 800-637-7161.
Now, this is not over till it's over, that's for sure. We've seen Parkway come back before tonight. Parkway trailing Fort Recovery 17-12. And here's Kennedy Mollenkamp, the freshman, serving again. It is a service error. We can't hand it to him like that. Doggone it. Now back to serve is Faith Jacobs for Parkway. Good serve. Kanapke to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp sets for Whitley Rammel and got another kill. Kill number 26 on the night for Whitley Rammel. Will she have 30? I don't know. Pretty amazing. Good serve by Aubrey Kanapke, and Parkway hit that right on the sideline over there and got the kill. I'm sorry I missed who that was, but that was a nice hit right on the sideline. Nobody for Fort Recovery could get there. Side out Parkway. Now serving is Gabby Stober. 18-14 score. Parkway trails by 4. Good serve by Stober. Here's Whitley Rammel. Another kill right at Stober's feet. Kill number 27. I don't know what the record is for Fort Recovery kills, but man, this is getting up there. Kill number 27 for Whitley Rammel. Another serve dug out by Parkway. Here's a hit back over by Hughes. Nice save by Kanapke. And Johnson hits it back for Parkway and got the kill. Johnson with kill number 14. Now back to serve for Parkway. We just got back and forth here. Nobody wants to take command. Good serve dug out by Tegan Fortkamp to Mollenkamp to Fortkamp. And Fortkamp got the kill. Like I say, nobody wants to make a run at it. Let's see. Tegan has 2, 4, 6, 8. 9 kills tonight for Tegan Fortkamp. Here's Faith Wendell. Good serve. The set for Parkway. Macy Johnson on the hit. Miss hit it. Out of bounds. Give a service point there for Faith Wendell. And Parkway wants to call timeout, trailing 21-15. Parkway down by 6. Here in the fourth set, Fort Recovery leads 2-1 and leads here in the four sets.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapist provides mask fittings and assists patients from setup, operation, and maintenance for a smooth transition. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. So to learn more, go to www.kalppharmacy.com or call 800-686-2314 for information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Faith Wendell will now serve again for Fort Recovery. The Lady Indians lead by 6, 21-15. Good serve. Here's Macy Johnson on the hit and hits it out of bounds. You got to wonder here if fatigue might be entering into some of this, because Johnson has not had mishits like that much tonight. Service point there for Wendell. Here's a hit by Parkway, and they don't get it across. Another service point for Wendell. 23-15. 8-point lead. Fort Recovery is going to win this. They're going to win this match tonight. A miss hit by Parkway. Miss hit there by Paige Stevenson. Another service point for Wendell. And we're not going to get 30 kills for Whitley, but she's going to end up with a whole bunch. Wendell gets another service point. Another good serve. Parkway in trouble. And that's it. 25-15. Give Fort Recovery the win in the fourth set. 25-15. The Lady Indians win the match. What a marathon match. Fort Recovery loses the first match 26-24. It looked like we were going to lose the second set. Fort Recovery lost the first set 26-24. It looked like we were going to lose the second set, but we came back to win 25-23. Fort Recovery wins the third set 27-25 and wins the fourth set 25-15 and the match 3-1. Congratulations, Lady Indians. We break the losing streak. Back on the win column, Fort Recovery 2-0 in the league. We'll be back to wrap it up after this.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The game is over, but this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
Well, back here at the Parkway High School. Fort Recovery wins in four sets, 3-1. But boy, they were all, every set except for really the last one, were very, very close and could have gone either way. What a night for Whitley Rammel after only three kills the other night against Salina. She has 27 kills tonight. Amazing. I thought she might hit 30 there for a minute. 27 kills and one block for Whitley Rammel. Faith Wendell had 16 service points, including one ace, and also a lot of assists. Grace Guggenbiller ended up with 7 kills, 1 block, 8 service points, including 2 aces. Aubrey Kanapke, she had a total of, let's see here, 10 service points for Aubrey and 1 ace. Kennedy Mollenkamp had 4 service points, including 2 aces. Tegan Forkamp had 6 service points, 1 block, and 9 kills for Tegan Forkamp. Grace Klingshern with 3 kills, did a nice job coming in late as a reserve. Mara Pearson had 5 kills. Lily Luthold had 1 kill and 1 block. Again, the big story of the night, 27 kills for Whitley Rammel, and that's unofficial. She might have had more than that. For Parkway, we had 7 kills for Gabby Stober. She ended up tonight with 3 service aces. It was Grace Temple with a total of 6 service points. Paige Stevenson had 2 kills and 2 service points. Emery Niddle had a total of, I didn't count them up here, 3 kills. Also 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 service points, including 3 aces for Emery Niddle. Faith Jacobs had a nice night hitting, had 10 kills and 5 service points, had also a block in there as well. It was Macy Johnson with 14 kills. She was their big hitter tonight. Macy, 14 kills, had 4 service points, actually 5 service points, including an ace, and also had a block. And then Allison Hughes had 5 kills and 1 block on the night. Congratulations to Fort Recovery. They go to 5-4 on the year now, breaking a 4-match losing streak, and 2-0 in the MAC conference. There were 5 MAC teams coming in to tonight with undefeated records of 1-0 in the conference. Parkway was 0-1 in the conference, and they were 4-2 unofficially coming in, so they're now 4-3 on the year. That wraps it up for us tonight. Don't forget, next Thursday is a student appreciation night at the volleyball match. All kids, Fort Recovery, kindergarten through grade 12, admitted free to the match next Thursday night. And that starts at 5:30 against New Knoxville. There'll be attendance and game drawings and face painting and more for the students next Thursday night at Fort Recovery, a special night, student appreciation night at Fort Recovery's match with New Knoxville. For our fine sponsors, for our studio producers, Eric Catterly at the radio station and Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from Parkway High School.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.